morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whoever listens to this podcast, this is Pastor Edo coming away this morning with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and his mercies endureth forever. If you ever turn with me to the book of Galatians, Galatians 6, verse number 1, I read for the King James version of the scriptures. Galatians 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Amen. Galatians 6, verse number 1 from the King James. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. Paul is telling the brethren in Galatians that if a man be overtaken in a fault, the word man there is gender neutral, referring to both male and female. So Paul is saying that if a man be overtaken in a fault, which means that that fault was a sudden fault. It is not the making of that person. That's why he said that, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. Now imagine we are living in a world where each and everyone is strong. In fact, what a wonderful world that it will be. But such an instant does not exist. Then Paul admonished the brethren in Galatians to restore a brother or sister who is overtaken by a fault in the spirit of meekness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A brother or sister who is overtaken by a fault, we who are strong must restore such a person in the spirit of meekness. Hallelujah. Now, the word brethren in the Greek is adelphos, referring to a brother in the Lord. So the word brethren is adelphos in the Greek, meaning brother in the Lord. The word rendered as man in the Greek is anthropos in the Greek, referring to human being, whether a male or a female. So anthropos, referring to man. Now the word fault is paratoma. It's paratoma in the Greek. The word fault is paratoma in the Greek, meaning an error, deviation, or a slip. Hallelujah. So some of the Bible render it this way. Galatians 6 verse number 1. Some of the Bible render it this way. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So brethren, if a man slip, brethren, if a man sleep, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word spiritual is thematikos. Thematikos means spiritual, in the Greek meaning spiritual being. And meekness in the Greek means paratos, which means gentleness or humility. Hallelujah. Paratos means gentleness or humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our foundation text. Galatians 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. Now the question is that, what brings about deviation or a slip or an error in the life of a Christian? What brings about an error, a deviation, or a slip in the life of a Christian? We as human are subject to error. or deviation, or even sleep in one way or the other, let's consider what brings about a slip or deviation or error in the life of a Christian. Hallelujah. One of the causes or the basic cause of one to fall or slip is the constant forsaking of assembly. Hallelujah. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, for the King James, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hallelujah. Whenever we constantly forsake assembly of the saints, there is a tendency for you and I to fall. There's a tendency for your eye to slip. There's a tendency for your eye to deviate from the faith. Hallelujah. We need not to forsake assembly. We need all the time to be present in the house of the Lord, worshiping God, exhorting one another, and then listening to the word of God, and being doers of the word, and not listening only. Hallelujah. Another way of slipping or erring or deviating from the faith is willful sin. When we sin deliberately, we separate ourselves from the Lord. Hence, no forgiveness of sins. In fact, Hebrews 10, verse 26, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Hallelujah. When we sin deliberately, when we sin willfully, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Hallelujah. Another way of erring or deviating or slipping from the faith is unbelief. Unbelief is one of the causes of slipping or deviating. Any form of unbelief is an abomination to the Lord. In fact, in Hebrews 3, verse number 12, the writer admonishes, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. In the Greek, the word unbelief is apestia, apesta. In the Greek, meaning faithless in departing from the living God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hallelujah. In fact, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, Christ made a statement in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 20. Let's read from the Gospels according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. From the King James, and Jesus said unto them, because of your own belief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto these mountains, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. This was an account when somebody brought a sick person to the disciples, and after a number of prayers and trying to heal that person, failed. The disciples now consulted Jesus Christ. And when Christ noticed what they've done, he told them, and Jesus said unto them, because of your own belief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Hallelujah. So because of unbelief, the Israelites could not get to the promised land. Because of unbelief, most Christians today have fallen short in the glory of our living God. Hallelujah. My prayer this morning is that our faith should increase. Our faith in Christ should increase. and whatever is impossible in our life will become possible as according to our faith. Amen. Another reason why people slip or err or deviate from the faith is evil communication. Whenever our communication and associate is evil, there's a tendency for you and I to slip from the living God. Hallelujah. So in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, Paul told those in Corinthians, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You may have good thought. You may have great faith in the Lord. But if your associates are evil, if your communications are evil, it will corrupt or overshadow your good manners. Hallelujah. And by so doing, there's a likelihood of you slipping or falling from the faith. Hallelujah. My prayer this morning is that we should avoid evil communications or associates and live in the glory of God. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 37, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than this cometh evil. Hallelujah. Christ said this to disciples or those who are with him at that time concerning people who swear. Christ told them not to swear, but their yea be yea, and nay be nay, and whatever falls short of these cometh evil. Hallelujah. May a word that proceeds from our mouth edify each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Another way or cause of falling or deviating or erring from the truth is not having the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God makes one perfect. The lack of it makes one slip from the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 34, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Hallelujah. Paul, in his letter to those in Corinthians, made it clear in Corinthians 15 verse 34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak to you. I speak this to your sheep. Hallelujah. People prophesy Christ. They claim they are a lost church, but they don't know God. They have no knowledge of God. And Paul is saying that, I speak this to your sheep. Hallelujah. Now, how to help the weak? If Paul is advising that we who are strong must support the weak, or if Paul is saying in Galatians 6 verse 1 that, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, concerning thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now, let's see some of the ways that we can use to help those who are weak in spirit. Let's some of the ways that we can use to help those who are slipping. We that are spiritual must help the weak who are slipping. The following are some of the ways to help the weak. One is to bear the burdens of others. Once we come to know Christ, we no more live for ourselves, but we live for others. Hallelujah. So we must bear the burdens of others. We that are strong and spiritual must bear the burdens of others, fulfilling the law of Christ. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 verse number 2. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Christ came to carry the cross, which was a burden, because of you and I, our sins. So Christ bore the cross for you and I. We must reciprocate in the same by bearing one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. Another way to help those who are slipping or those who have slipped or those who have erred from the faith is restoration. We are to restore the weak in meekness, considering ourselves lest be tempted. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in a spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou be tempted. We must restore the brethren to its original state. We must restore a sister in its original state. When you see a sister diverting from the faith, when you see a brother in a wrong company, we are strong, must restore that person onto the normal pedestal where he or she belongs. Hallelujah. Another way to help the weak or those who are sleeping is that we should not render evil for evil. We must also not render evil for evil as Christians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to do all men. Hallelujah. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to do all men. Hallelujah. The word man there is gender neutral, referring to both male and female. Hallelujah. Another way to help the weak or those who are sleeping is to speak truth to one another. We should speak truth to one another. We must stop lying to one another. We must speak the truth and live in love. Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Hallelujah. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We must speak the truth to one another as a way of helping the weak and restoring the weak. Hallelujah. Another point we should consider is that we should not let corrupt words proceed out of our mouths. Our speech, our utterance must be seasoned with salt and also edify. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to be used of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hallelujah. We as Christians must bear the burdens of others. We as Christians must restore a brother who has fallen. We as Christians should render evil not for evil. We as Christians must speak truth to one another. We as Christians should not let any corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. And this is what will help a brother who is weak or a sister who is weak in faith. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Galatians 6, verse number 1, as our foundation text for today. We as Christians must help a brother or a sister who is weak in spirit or faith, in meekness, and also in love. Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast and subscribe to my podcast so that you can receive whenever I put a podcast. May God help you and bless you, and may God saturate your heart, and may God give you the spirit to help restore a brother or a sister who has fallen short in faith and in spirit. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. This is Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the word of God. Stay blessed, stay focused, and stay in the faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.